Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com and is also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the privilege of talking with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hey to McKenna. Hey, McKenna, how's it going?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to have you on the show with us. To get us started, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Yes. My name is McKenna, and I'm 26, and I live in Dallas, Texas, and I'm currently studying for the National Counseling Exam, so that's taking up most of my time.
Okay, all right. So you're just finishing school for counseling?
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Is this undergrad or graduate school?
It's graduate school.
Okay, terrific. And so what type of counselor do you want to be?
Well, at this point, I'm really interested in working with children. And I guess a lot of, I guess there are lots of different types of counselors, but I would be a mental health counselor.
All right, terrific. And you said that you're studying for your national exam. So is this your, what is it called? Licensed mental health counselor license?
It's actually, so after I take the test and I pass, it would be for my LPC, so my licensed professional counselor.
Oh, all right. Terrific. Terrific. And when are you scheduled to take the test?
So, I'm planning on taking it in the first week in July.
Okay. Well, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much.
What made you decide to get into counseling?
Well, so ever since I was probably in middle school, I was always planning on being a a psychologist, or a counselor or something along those lines. I've got a brother who has special needs, and so my experiences being his sister have really given me a big heart for helping people that have dis abilities. And then, of course, dealing with my own things too. For example, my stuttering and all that comes along with that, and I mean, at least for me, I've definitely experienced a lot of anxiety and at times depression, and yeah, so just all of my life experiences.
Have you ever been in in counseling yourself because of the stuttering related stuff, the anxiety and the depression that you mentioned?
Yes, I am actually currently in counseling, and it really helps because even though I've got experience in kind of understanding what I'm feeling, I'm the person in it. And so it's hard. Like, I don't pick up on everything, and I can't. It's just really helpful to see someone that is really experienced in helping people deal with depression and with anxiety. And
Does your counselor get stuttering?
so that's an interesting question. I've seen different therapists at different times in my life, and I've had to really educate them on stuttering and to kind of encourage them to educate themselves. And in my experience, a lot of mental health professionals tend to think that stuttering is primarily anxiety based, and they don't really understand that really no one really understands what exactly causes stuttering. And because it's such a complex issue, and so also I think for at least my speech, there are times when it's bad and then sometimes when it's fine, and then and they just automatically like assumed that because I was having a tough time that it was caused by maybe a stressful life experiences and stuff like that, which it obviously could be, but I can't fully always pinpoint why it gets bad and why it's sometimes fine, and yeah. So.
Yeah, like for all of us who stutter, it's so complex and it's so variable. Like you, I can have long periods of fluency where somebody wouldn't even know that I stutter, and
Right.
then all of a sudden it's like I'm stuttering on every single word, and people are like, "What?"
Yes.
and then you ha and then you have to explain yourself, and
Right.
so it just seems like we're always in a position to raise awareness and
Yes.
educate people. But how exciting that you're going to be in a position as a mental health professional to bust some of those myths about stuttering,
Yes, I'm
and
excited.
actually, yeah, and actually help the profession, move along and get away from those misperceptions.
Yeah, and also, if I would have had a counselor, especially growing up and even now, that had stuttered or that understood stuttering, I feel like that would have really helped me, because I felt like no one really understood what I dealt with, and that was hard.
So as a kid, you never met anybody else that stuttered?
So in my family, I have one sibling and he stutters, and then my uncle stuttered as a child, and my
Oh.
dad also stuttered as a child. So it does run in my family, but other than my brother, I had never met anyone else until I was almost finish with college.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any speech therapy?
So the only speech therapy I had as a child was because I couldn't say my S's properly, I would stick my tongue out. And so speech therapy for that, but I guess I don't remember my speech being that noticeable when I was young. But then as
Okay.
I got older, like in intermediate school and in middle school and then high school, it just kept just getting worse and worse, and I actually did not do therapy for my stuttering until the year that I graduated with my undergraduate degree.
Okay. And what made you decide at that point that you wanted to do therapy?
Well, so I was applying to the master's program in counseling, and I had two interviews, and the first guy that I interviewed with, I mean, it was obvious that I stuttered. I mean, I could barely get any word out, and he asked me how I thought I could be a counselor if I stuttered, and he didn't say it in like an I'm interested way, more of a you can't be a counselor, and so that was the first obvious roadblock that I saw to doing what I really wanted to do. And So after that interview, I had hit rock bottom, and I knew that I guess I was really ready to finally get some help with it. And so I did. I went to a 3-week intensive speech therapy program in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, I think I know what that is. I think I've heard of that. Isn't that SSMMP?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, how was it?
It was a life-changing experience. It was so amazing. I went in to the program so afraid of stuttering that stuttering had just taken over my entire life. I didn't speak up in class. I didn't order food. I didn't speak unless I had to. And I went there, and they had us confront all of our fears. So I would they had us make random phone calls. They had us walk up to random people on the streets and give them stuttering surveys. And it was interesting because with the stuttering surveys and walking up to random strangers, you would get a lot of different reactions, and some of them were nice and understanding, and then some were just awful, just awfully rude.
Oh.
But I realized that even when people were rude, I could deal with it, and it wasn't life or death, and it always felt like life or death, and I was so afraid of speaking, and I realized that a lot of people are pretty understanding, and then a lot aren't, but I can deal with that, and I can deal with that now and still speak, so.
So it just occurred to me that when I asked you what the name of it was, that people might not know what
Oh.
SSMP is. Can you tell us what that stands for?
Yes, it stands for Successful Stuttering Management Program.
Okay. And do they teach you fluency techniques?
Yes, they did teach fluency techniques, and they also, I would say, used a lot of what in psychology is called exposure exposure therapy too. Which is kind of what I was talking about, how I faced the situations that I was really scared of.
And so do you feel like participating in that 3-week intensive therapy? Do you feel like that helped you manage your own stuttering better? I mean, do you feel like you're in a better place now?
Oh yeah. Think that the main thing that it did for me was it gave me the skills that I needed to not fall back into completely isolating myself because of my stuttering. And so when I start feeling like I'm kind of I feel like I'm trying to think of how I can say this. when I feel like I'm starting to head down that path again, it helps me remember all the things that I need to do in order to not fall back in that again. Because that is just, that to me was the worst part about my stuttering. It wasn't that I stuttered, it was what I did because I stuttered, you know?
Yeah, it's so easy to isolate yourself and to get involved in what I call from experience are avoidance
Oh,
behaviors
yeah.
because it's just easier to avoid sometimes the really challenging situations that put us out there and that make us vulnerable.
It's
And
scary.
yeah, it is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I always think when I put myself out there, I'm opening myself up to, ridicule
Right.
and judgment from others. And I think that's what's scary about it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. It is. It's you know, and it's funny because, you know, even after having stuttered for a long time, even though you would think that it would get to the point where you don't really care, it still hurts some amount. At least it still hurts me when someone laughs or they say something that maybe isn't very nice, but what's different about now is it hurts a little bit, but I'm not devastated, and I don't shut down, and I used to.
Oh, that's good. That shows a lot of personal growth.
Yeah, and you know, I admire people that stutter because that takes a lot of perseverance to get up every day and know that you'll stutter and that people might not be very understanding, you know, and it's scary, but I still wake up and I still talk.
Yay. So how was it in grad school? I mean, obviously after that guy that interviewed you made that comment, obviously you went on to grad school. What was it like? How were you received by classmates and professors?
Well, that's interesting because it was the first time that I had been in school since after my intensive speech program, and so I was using what I learned there, and on the first day of classes when they had us go around and introduce ourselves, I said right away up front, so everyone would know my name is McKenna Rankin and I stutter. So if you hear me making kind of strange sounds while I'm speaking. That's what I'm doing, and no one really said anything about it. Like, no one acted like it was a big deal. And when it came, so I had at the end of our program, I had to do an oral exam, and I had to defend my thesis, and there were classmates that were, even some seemed a little more scared to give these presentations than I did. And I realized that, that public speaking for a lot of people is really scary too. And so I didn't feel like I was really judged, but then being around, professors that were clinical psychologists, I did find myself wondering what they thought about my stuttering, because a lot of mental health professionals just don't understand it. And so I was kind of like, oh, I bet they think that I'm always anxious. But then one of the professors told me towards the end of the program that he felt like my clients really listened to me when I spoke, because it was obvious that when I had something to say, that it was important. And so that was an interesting perspective. Oh, and he also said that he thought that it made my clients feel more comfortable to realize that I wasn't perfect, and to realize that they could feel comfortable with me and could open up with me, because I also deal with my own stuff too, so.
Wow, what a great insight
I
that he shared with you.
Yeah.
And it must have been pretty cool for you. It must have been like a great realization to know that he wasn't thinking that your stuttering was going to get in the way,
Yeah.
that it was okay.
Yeah, and there are people that do think that my stuttering is going to get in the way, and I'm sure that I will have clients that might not want to see me because I stutter, but I don't think that that's going to be very common, so.
Okay, great, great. What would you say now if an interviewer, made that, I mean, asked you that question, do you really think that you can be a counselor with your stuttering? How would you respond to that now?
I think I would say what my professor told me, I would say that I feel like my patients would be, that they would feel more comfortable and that they would open up more because they realize that I have some hard stuff too, and that I have empathy for other people's struggles, because what I deal with is pretty obvious, you know, like it's just always out there, you know.
and you know, I used the word vulnerable earlier. I think people who stutter are vulnerable every time we open our mouths.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, and I think other people can really respect that, you know, because when you're going to counseling, because I've been in counseling myself,
mm-hmm.
when you're going to counseling, you know, you're in a pretty vulnerable situation where you're like bearing your soul to somebody that at least initially you don't know.
Right.
And that's a very vulnerable situation to be in. So, you know, when the therapist can also relate to that sense of vulnerability, I think that there's a lot to be said there.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, in kind of wind down mode,
sure.
Have you ever have you met other adults that stutter?
Yes. So, I found out about the NSA meetings
mm-hmm.
when, I guess, my last year in college, and I started to attend those. And that really helped, you know, because it helps you realize that there are other people that deal with the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must have helped you realize, like, hey, I'm not alone.
Yeah. Because, like most of us that stutter, you might never really meet a person that is obviously stuttering, because it's not like extremely, extremely common. And then secondly, because people that stutter are pretty good at hiding it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that for about 30 years. I was what's known as a covert stutterer,
uh-huh.
and I became just a master at substituting words.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or just basically avoiding speaking situations. And a lot of people in my in my world didn't know that I stuttered. But I couldn't stand it anymore. I reached a point where I just felt like I just didn't want to do that anymore,
right.
Because I was hiding part of my identity, and I just felt like I was so inauthentic that I just couldn't do it anymore. And as I was getting older, actually, the tricks that I had used to not stutter started to not work anymore anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I wasn't any good at hiding it eventually anyway.
Yeah, and I used to try to hide my stuttering. So if a person didn't know me very well, they might not even realize that I stuttered. But I mean, it is mentally exhausting to hide it so much.
It sure is. I refer to it as mental gymnastics.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yep,
That's very true.
just trying to scan ahead and figure out a word that you can say instead of the one that you're going to stutter on. And also with me anyway, I was always preparing what I was going to say, so I wasn't actually listening to what was going on around me, and then I would find myself in a conversation and I'd be lost. I'd be totally
Yeah.
lost, and that was just exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what advice would you give to somebody listening that might want to get into the same field as you're getting into? What if a woman who stutters wants to become a counselor?
What I would say is that although stuttering certainly makes things harder and it sometimes seems like a negative thing, I think, at least for me, in what I'm doing, is I feel like it's a positive thing, and I feel like I'm so much I have so much more able to empathize with others that are dealing with different struggles. And I think that we can really make the world a better place, whether you're a counselor or you're a teacher or you're working at an office job or anything, because I feel like people open up to us about their own problems. Because ours is so obvious, you know?
Yeah. Perfect advice, perfect insight, perfect way to end this podcast. I just want to say, McKenna, thank you so much for being a guest today. It was great getting to know you, and thank you for being so honest.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed
Yeah,
it.
I enjoyed it very much too. It was great. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.